מסכת מעשה שני פרק ג' משנה חס הלשכוי בנויות בקודש ופסוכוי סלוחו. Chambers that were in the Beit HaMikdash, that were built in the Kodesh, they were built in the Azara, but the opening to the chamber was from the Chol. The opening was from outside the Azara, in the Har HaBayis. What is the status of these chambers? Do they have the status of the Azara since they're built in the Azara? And you'd be allowed to shut Kachet Kalim and eat Kachet Kachim in these chambers, just like you can do so in the Azara. Or since the opening is not from the Azara, it's from the Har HaBayis, instead it will have the status of a Har HaBayis, and you wouldn't be allowed to shut Kachet Kalim or deep kachet kachem in these chambers. As the Mishnah says, Toichon Chol Ugago Siam Kodesh. The inside of these chambers have a din of the Chol. They do not have a din of the Kodesh. You cannot shav kachet kalem or eat kachet kachem inside the chamber, since the opening is from outside the Azara. But the roofs of the chambers do have the din of a Kodesh. They do have the din of the Azara, that you can shav kachet kalem and eat kachet kachem on the roof of the chambers. As the Mephoshim said, that which the roof of the chambers have a din of the Azara, that's only if the roof of the chamber is even with the floor of the Azara. If the chambers are built in the slope of the Har HaBayis, so that the roof of the chambers is even with the floor of the Azara. In such a case, the roof of the chamber will have the same din as the Azara. If these chambers were built in the Chol, the actual chamber was built outside the Azara, but the opening to the chamber is from inside the Azara, then the din is Toichon Kodesh Ugago Siam Chol. The chamber will have the status of the Azara, and you would be allowed to shak kachet kalem and eat kachet kachem inside the chamber, but the roof of the chamber will be Chol. The roof of the chamber will not have the status of the Azara, since the actual chamber was built in the Chol, was built outside the Azara in the Har HaBayis. Pnuyot b'kodesh u'b'chol, p'suchot l'kodesh u'l'chol. If the chamber was built partially inside the Azara and partially outside, and there's an opening to the chamber both from inside the Azara and from outside the Azara, toichot u'gagoseim, mikenegin ha'kodesh u'l'kodesh kodesh, mikenegin ha'chol u'l'chol chol. The status of the inside of the chamber and the roof of the chamber will be as follows. The part of the roof or the chamber that's inside the Kodesh will have the status of the Kodesh. And the part of the roof or the chamber that's outside the Kodesh, that's in the Har HaBayis, not in the Azara, will not have the status of the Azara. Instead, it will have the status of the Har HaBayis. Sotam Ma'at Yusheni Paragimel Mishnah Test. Ma'at Yusheni Shenichnach LeYerushalayim Ben Nitmar. Ma'at Yusheni that was brought to Yerushalayim, and it became Tame in Yerushalayim. Now normally, once Ma'at Yusheni is brought into Yerushalayim, it cannot be redeemed. But if it had become Tame, it is mutter to redeem it. Bein shenitma ba'ava tuma, bein shenitma b'vlada tuma, bein b'fnim, bein b'chut. Whether the Ma'at Yusheni became Tame from an ava tuma, from a primary tuma, this is referring to a tuma min haTorah, but whether it became Tame from a vlada tuma, from a lesser tuma, this is referring to a tuma dirabbanan. Whether it became tummy inside Yerushalayim or outside Yerushalayim. In all these cases, Beishami Aymrim Yipada Be'acha Akal B'fnim. Chutz Mishanitma Ba'avah Tuma B'chutz. After the Ma'at Yusheni is redeemed, the produce has to be eaten inside Yerushalayim, with the exception of the case where it became tummy from an Avah Tuma before you brought it into Yerushalayim. Now, the din is that once Ma'at Yusheni is brought into Yerushalayim, it cannot be taken back out of Yerushalayim. But in this case, Ma'at Yusheni had been redeemed after it became Tamei, so the produce no longer had the Kedusha of Ma'at Yusheni. So Me'ikra, then you would be allowed to take it back out of Yerushalayim. But Beis Shammai is concerned that not everybody will know that it had become Tamei, and that you redeemed it. And if people see that you take the produce outside of Yerushalayim, they will think that you're allowed to take Ma'at Yusheni outside of Yerushalayim. So therefore, Beis Shammai forbids you from taking the produce outside of Yerushalayim, even though it's been redeemed, with the exception of the case where it had become Tame from an Avah Tuma before you even brought it into Yerushalayim. In that case, Beis Shammai will hold that once it's brought to Yerushalayim and redeemed, you can take it back out of Yerushalayim. And since it was Tame min haTorah before it ever came into Yerushalayim, you would be allowed to take it back out of Yerushalayim. Now, that which Beis Shammai does not allow you to take the produce outside of Yerushalayim, if it became Tamei from a Vlada Tuma, or if it became Tamei from an Avah Tuma in Yerushalayim, because not everybody knows it became tummy. When people see that you took it out, they'll think that you're allowed to take Mayim Kesheni outside of your shalayim, which is not true. This case is an exception because the Mayim Kesheni had become tummy and it was redeemed. But yet, Beis Shammai allows you to redeem the Mayim Kesheni after it becomes tummy, even though normally Mayim Kesheni that is brought to your shalayim cannot be redeemed. Why isn't Beis Shammai concerned that not everybody will realize that it had become tummy? And when they see you redeem the Mayim Kesheni, they'll think you're allowed to redeem Mayim Kesheni inside of your shalayim. The answer is, because when you redeem Mayim Kesheni, you usually do so in private. People will not see you redeem it, so therefore there's no concern that people will think you're allowed to redeem Mayim Kesheni in Yerushalayim. But when you take the Mayim Kesheni outside of Yerushalayim, that's done in public, and if people see you take it out, they'll think you're allowed to take Mayim Kesheni outside of Yerushalayim. Beis Hillel argues with Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, Mayim Kesheni that had become tame and was redeemed in Yerushalayim could be taken back outside the walls of Yerushalayim, with one exception, with the exception of Mayim Kesheni that became tame from a Vlad HaTumah inside the walls of Yerushalayim. The Vlad HaTumah the Mishnah is referring to is the Vlad HaTumah Midrabbanan. So the Mayim Kesheni is only tame Midrabbanan, and a Torah is still tar. Now, even though you're allowed to redeem the Mayim Kesheni that had become tame Midrabbanan, but since Minatora is still tar, you can't take it back outside of Yerushalayim even after it's redeemed. As opposed to Mayim Kesheni that became tame from a Vlad HaTumah outside the walls of Yerushalayim. After you bring it into Yerushalayim and redeem it, you are allowed to take it back outside of Yerushalayim according to Beis Hillel, since it became tame before you brought it into Yerushalayim. And we're talking about what you had in mind when you brought it into Yerushalayim that you're going to take it back out. So since you had in mind when you brought it into Yerushalayim that you're going to take it out after it's redeemed, even though it's Torah, Minatora, Beis Hillel would allow you to take it back outside of Yerushalayim after it's redeemed.